Torah Od, Parsha Shmeis, page Nun. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining the concept of Shmei HaGadol bringing down the union of Torah Mitzvahs to bring down from Shmei HaGadol, which is the infinite level of Elokus, to bring it down into the Midas, into the world, to affect the world. And okay, we're going to start from the top of the page. We went into it a little bit. Okay, Birin Yendin Shmei HaGadol Shem Havayah. Shmei HaGadol is the big name of Hashem, meaning besides the Yud Kei Vav Kei of the seven, there's a Yud Kei Vav Kei above it. And you know, V'yadua, the Yud Bechina Simtah, he's Pasha Seder V'reich, because Yud is Simtah, and he's brought out the Pisha Kachi, Decham Shachm, and Tzah Baruch Hulaymas. Because so is the way of Elokus coming down into the world. It has to be first at Simtum and then his Pashtus. Okay, skip the two lines. Vinik Siv says in the Pasik, Yori Yerad, when the children, Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, came down to Mitzrayim, they told the Yosef, Yori Yerad, double down. So he says, Yerida, Achi Yerida. You would descend after descent. So over there, Rashi says what it means simply is, Bechlau, we always supported everybody else, and now we have to get supported. I mean, the whole complaint. But spiritually, the brothers are saying, for Yidden to come in Mitzrayim is a double descent. It's not only one descent, it's descent after descent, like Golos, one descent after another descent. The same thing in the reverse. Going out of Mitzrayim, it says, Anoichi Olcho Gam Olay, double Aliyah, and like it said by the Meragel, Olay Naila, double expression of Alida, Ilui Achid Ilui. So he says he's going to explain now what that means. Going down into Golos is a double descent. Going out of Golos, therefore, is a double ascent. The Vayar calls that Binyan Binyan Mitzrayim the Kedusha. To explain first all of this, Sadat Rebbe said before that just like there's Mitzrayim in the world, there's Mitzrayim in Kedusha, which means limitations within Kedusha itself. So he says, to explain all this in Mitzrayim, the Kedusha, you read this Bnei Yisrael v'Yaakov l'sham, to explain this whole concept of double going down and double going up, the way it is in Mitzrayim of Kedusha, Yishlahat k'moshel echad, first to give a moshel, ki'eis is a machshav v'adibur. Letters, when a person thinks, there's you think in letter, in thought and speech. So the letters of thought and speech, shnei mimoker echad nevin, they flow from one source, which is Erd HaSeichel. Seichel creates, like therefore when a baby's very, very young, they can't talk yet because they don't have the Seichel. Ki amid es chesed din rachmim nimshach min HaSeichel. So you say like this, the order is, you have Seichel, and then from Seichel comes the Midas, and from the Midas comes v'machshav nimshach min HaMidas. He says, al pi rov. Generally speaking. And why? Because he says, because if you don't want something, you're not going to think about it. Why do you think about something? Because you want it. For whatever reason it is, you want it, so you think about it. But sometimes, okay, we should skip this whole parentheses. Okay. Bottom line is, Dr. Rebbe says like this. Generally speaking, letters of thought come from Midas. You want something, you'll start thinking about it. Sometimes he says, letters of thought come straight from Seichel. Afshin is Pasha Dayin. Amida Belev. Even though you don't want it yet, Seichel itself creates letters. Why? Okay. Kpeda means, I'm upset about something, particularly upset about something, and or anger. Okay, now anger is much more revealed than makbid. Being makbid, good English word for makbid. I have a kpeda. I have a
particular.
No.
Makbid.
Okay, whatever. It's like. Okay.
I make sure that I do
upset.
Well, follow
All these words are correct, but there's one word for it. Okay, whatever, it doesn't matter. Kenei d'minyafet ben kpei de l'kash ha-kash u'midu shebelep. Kas, anger, comes from a midah. That's what kas is, an emotional thing. Mashen kina kpei de. Udak b'mayach, kpei de though, when you're upset with something, someone, so then it's more in the seichel. V'im kol za machshov amali mimani yet. The thought, you're still thinking about it. It's more intellectual. There's certain things that are much more intellectual than emotional. And therefore, those letters don't come through emotions like anger or love, something or whatever it is. There's intellectual things that stimulate letters. You start thinking about it. Sometimes machshav is letters, can come straight from seichel without even the midas. So he says, normally, this is what the Tzemach Tzedek is explaining in this parenthesis. Normally, speech, a thought, comes because of midas. I hate something, I want something, that's what makes me think about it. Sometimes, he says, letters of machshava come even without midas. That's nothing emotional. Because even speech comes sometimes without any midas, straight seichel. Okay, skipped a few lines till the end of the parentheses, and then it says mishtal shaviyered mata mata. And therefore, he went out there before the parentheses. The Alter Rebbe started saying like this: seichel creates midas. Midas, generally speaking, create letters in machshava. And then it goes down even lower to become dibur, to become speech. Okay? So he says like this, in a person's living, so to speak, it begins with intellect, it goes to emotions, then it goes to thought, then it goes to speech. These are all different levels of descent. Seichel to midas, midas to thought, thought to speech. So these are all the various different yurida that a person has to function, so to speak. Im kolzan, nevertheless, even though, seemingly, from seichel to dibor is a bunch of descents, nevertheless, dibor is still connected to the seichel. According to machshav of a person, how you think is based on your seichel. You can think like an idiot, or you can think like an intellectual. And dibur also, like he says, from the way a person speaks, you can tell, like Shlomo HaMelech says, a fool, when he's silent, also appears to be smart. But once he talks, like the Friedrich Rebbe says, chacham mahu oimer, a chacham, you know, I don't know what he is. Amen, listen to him speak. The way a person speaks, you can tell. What?
You need a certain level of seichel to speak intelligently. You have to have a seichel.
I understand. But therefore, even though l'cheira, it comes from seichel to midas, to machshava, to dibur, but dibur is still connected to seichel. Not only that, the whole Hemshech of Ranat, of the Rebbe Rashab, explains that through speech, you understand something better. Even better than thinking about it. Why, according to Torah, when you learn, you have to speak it? Talk and yell and scream, you know, like in yeshiva, right? The way it's supposed to be. L'cheira, if speech is lower than thought, how can we understand something better with speech than we do with thought? And again, he goes, because it's lower, originates higher, deeper is malchus, malchus is lower, it comes from a higher place. But Dibur is still connected to Seichel.
What are we getting?
One second, not done. Well, that is a Moshel Yuvan Lamayla. So we'll understand how it is in Elokus. What the Alter Rebbe is saying, by the way, today is your turn, if everybody knows. The Alter Rebbe is saying that in the world upstairs, we're talking about bringing godliness into the world. That's what he said before. Torah mitzvah is bringing godliness into the world.
Somebody walked there in the thing.
Yeah, godliness being something. Torah mitzvah brings godliness into the brings godliness into the world. Yeah. When godliness comes into the world, Alter Rebbe explains, it comes down in stages. You can't have the super infinite coming into the world. So you need, I'll give you an example. You have a manufacturer. The manufacturer cannot sell straight to the retailer. It has to go through distributor, wholesaler, retail. That's the process. Because the manufacturer is too big to deal with retails. Right? Now, the Rebbe is saying that just like by a person, okay, it starts from Seichel, goes to Midas, goes to thought, speech, and action, and yet they're all interconnected. When godliness comes into the world, so godliness comes one level and another level and another level, but the bottom level is still connected to the top level. That's what Dalton Rebbe is saying. Even when Elokus comes down into this world, it's still connected to the highest level of Elokus.
Just the way it reveals
it. Correct. Just in a more limited way. He says, even though Hashem is no form of a body, in Torah speaks in human terms. All the analogies that Torah speaks about God, he saw Vayomer Hashem, they saw the great hand, or they saw God's nose was angry. I mean, whatever. All these expressions, because the Torah speaks in human terms. He doesn't have a nose, he doesn't have a hand, he doesn't have a finger, he doesn't have a foot.
Rabbi, do we know at what level Moshe spoke to Hashem?
Atzilus.
Was it worse?
Was it worse then?
Was it worse? Was it better? Is there an indication? Does anybody in the
Never happened to me, so I can't tell you. But David, okay, you ever see a picture? Okay. Now you have the idea of the picture, but five people looking at the picture can express the picture in five different ways. They're all expressing the picture, but they're all expressing it in five different ways. Now, did Hashem reveal himself to the prophets exactly the word by word that we know? Or did Hashem reveal himself like a vision, and they translated the vision into those words? You know what I mean? It could be two ways. Either Hashem actually spoke to the Nevi'im or in a dream, all the Nevi'im except Moshe Rabbeinu were in a dream. He spoke to them in a dream, and they actually heard vision of words, and then they repeated the words. Or Hashem revealed himself. Now, obviously, in Torah, when Hashem revealed, Hashem spoke to Moshe, then Hashem told him the exact words. Because those words are too exact.
So, Shin came Shin.
Right.
In the movie, he speaks to him.
Movie.
Yeah, but I want to know what language did he speak to him in the movie? Spoke to me about in Yiddish. How also Hashem come, Moshe, come here. Moshe, come here.
With Russian accent.
Literally. What?
He said Moshe Rabbeinu, not Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, but he didn't say Moshe, he said Moshe.
Moshe.
Okay, no, let's go.
But for sure, Hashem talked to him in Lashon
Kodesh. Yeah, for sure. Hashem spoke to Nevi'im in Lashon Kodesh.
Well, okay. Why can't you say the same thing about Nevi'im? If the pasuk says Hashem talked to him,
It says Hashem appeared to him and said, yeah.
In Hasidus, it cannot be a language.
In Hasidus?
In
Hasidus. It's the language of Hasidus. Okay, let me ask you a question.
It's like a shofar. In shofar, there's no language.
Let me ask you a question. What language do you love in?
Do I love him?
Love. What language do you love in? When you love your grandkids, what language do you love them in?
In Yiddish.
No, really. I'm not joking. What language do you love them in? Is love in a language? No. love manifests itself when you want to talk to them, say, I love you, you're good.
That's my point exactly. That's
what I'm saying. But in Elokus, it does come down sometimes, because in Chumash, when it says, Sav has been a command Yidden in this, it had to be those words, or a revelation that could only mean those words. But it was one thing is for sure, they didn't lay in bed and hear voices. Well, that for sure didn't happen.
Well, in Torah there is a specific instructions that Hashem gets Moshe Rabbeinu in Lashon Kodesh, like bo or go or come.
Did Moshe Rabbeinu hear voices? I'm asking you. Did Moshe Rabbeinu hear all of a sudden? Like Hashem says, okay, get like a text message. No, not a FaceTime. That he has to speak to him. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu heard God talking, he heard voices? I'm asking you, do you think that he heard voices?
No. I mean, Torah says so.
Because Torah speaks in human language. What should Torah say? But neither saw the hand of Hashem. They saw a hand? Saw a hand. What did they see?
Well, the Yidin said let Moshe speak to us instead of God. So they heard. Apparently.
I understand. But does God speak? Did the Moshe Rabbeinu hear voices? Now, seemingly, according to the Medrashim, seemingly by Matan Torah, the Eden heard it. But it doesn't mean by all Nevi'im, that's the way it works. When he walked in, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who got in the war middle of the day, all of a sudden heard voices. I don't know. I can't, that never happened to me. And it's not going to happen to me either.
But when he says, go, Aharon is waiting for you.
No.
It's a specific
lesson of the God. When a picture talks to you, you ever hear the expression, the picture is talking to me? What language?
Money.
No, really. No, really. You understand? You're talking about abstract things in physical terms.
Picture speaks in an image, language of images.
So that's what Hashem spoke to Nevi'im, also in language of images. Now, some Nevi'im, well, most Nevi'im were in the world of Bria, so Hashem spoke to them in the image of the limited amount of Elokus in Bria. Moshe Rabbeinu was Atzilus. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the images of Atzilus. Now, did Moshe Rabbeinu hear voices? I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe Moshe was higher than him.
Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua Elokim. Medrash says, half God, half man.
If it was a higher than human being, then he hear things that we could not have heard. He saw things that human being could not have been seeing. And maybe that's what happened.
Even within humans, people see things. You know, the Pasuk says, Ayin lehem v'lo yiru. Einayim lehem v'lo yiru. They have eyes and they don't see.
Rabbi,
it doesn't mean they don't see physically.
They don't. Describing relation between human and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Impossible that human understand HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Correct.
It's impossible that human
but a Jew. A Jew could understand God. When you learn Torah, yeah? You learn Pasuk Chumash, Mishnah, Tanya, whatever.
Yeah, that's in the low level, yes.
No, yeah, but is that godliness?
Yes.
Okay. God and Torah synonymous?
Yes.
So when I learn Torah and I understand Torah, and I have Torah in my brain, do I understand God?
Yeah,
I understand God on my level of intellect.
That's
right. A tzaddik will see, a big tzaddik, right, scholar, will look at the Pasuk. They'll understand it much deeper than we do. They understand a deeper level of godliness than we do.
But that's perspective.
No. Like Einstein, if he's going to explain the theory relatively to a bunch of scientists, they're going to understand on a different level than if he explained it to us.
Because he sees it from his own perspective.
Yeah, but God comes down into our perspective. That's why he says any revelation, that's what Dr. Rebbe is saying here, any revelation of godliness in the world has to go through a process of Yud Simtzum, Hey is Pashtus, and involved bringing it down. There has to be Yore Yeradnu. The Alter Rebbe is explaining when Elokus comes down into the world, it's descent after descent.
Yeah.
Now, the lower the person is, the more descent it is. Okay, now, to give a simple mashal, you have You have a big light on the table. Okay? Now, you're close to the light, you see well. You go further away from the light, you see less. But it's still that same light, more and less. That's one level of having less. Okay? Then you take a blanket and put it over the light. Now, it's not a very thick blanket, so you still have a little bit of light. But that's a different type of a light. It's not the same light less. It's completely different now. Then you can have another cover, another cover, another cover, another cover, until it gets to a point, it's black, and there's no light there. No, that doesn't mean there is no light there. From my perspective, there is no light. That doesn't mean reality, there's no light. So, certain tzaddikim had the nevuah from like the light itself, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then some tzaddikim had it a little bit further away. Some tzaddikim have it in Bria, which is already a parsa, the covering, the covers over it. So therefore, but it's all the same Torah, just being covered and covered and covered. Not that it doesn't exist. It exists, but it's covered. Now, our job as Yidden, Torah mitzvahs, is to uncover the covers. Take off one blanket, another blanket, another blanket. Now, every blanket you take off,
we
reveals more light.
Yes, we understand.
Okay, so.
But we say Moshe Rabbeinu went from Niagara Falls and opened his mouth and ate from Niagara Falls.
Yep.
The point is, a human being cannot be that. You need to be higher than a human being to drink from Niagara Falls. That's what he's saying.
Not higher. Was Moshe Rabbeinu a human being?
That's what I'm asking.
He is. He was.
He's Shalokim.
Yeah, but he was still a person. Did he have to eat and drink down here? Yeah. He was a very spiritual person that refined himself to such an extent, yeah, that he was a super high level of a human being. When a tzaddik daven Shemoneh Esrei, he's an Atzilus. Yeah, the ladder of davening, Bria, yeah. So a tzaddik daven Shemoneh Esrei, not like us, or like, no, not like me, for sure. We're not the Atzilus. But officially, you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're an Atzilus. Yeah? Does that mean the Rebbe disappeared because he's an Atzilus? No. He's a flesh and blood in a body that's feeling a revelation of Atzilus at that time. But that doesn't mean he's not human.
No, somebody once said
the Eibishter was jealous of Jews that they have Torah mitzvahs, so he came down in a body as a Rebbe to do Torah mitzvahs. The Eibishter was jealous, so the Rebbe, he came down as a Rebbe.
Rebbe, the reality that we sense here is here in the three dimensions, right?
Yeah.
Before?
No.
There are other dimensions.
Yeah.
There are 21, 12 brothers, 13 dimensions.
I don't know.
I mean, the reality that we sense, that the Rebbe dominant in...
Let me ask you a question. Is what I see, you see?
Definitely not.
Okay, for instance, this table is white, right? We all agree it's white. But the white that I see, is that the white you see? Maybe by you it looks what blue, but by you that's white.
Correct, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, I don't know, by the way. I'm sure science has an opinion about it. Because if you do an eye transplant, then you might be able to tell. I don't know.
What happened in Matan Torah?
What?
It's very simple. Torah tells us all this. What happened in Matan Torah?
No.
What happened to Jews that tried to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They all died.
The Neshama left the body. They didn't die.
Okay, the Neshama left the body. But Moshe did nothing.
Remember we discussed a few weeks ago. Would they have to redo... Oh, you guys weren't here. Would they have to redo Kedushin to their wives after they popped out of the body?
Well, But nothing happened to Moshe. Moshe could take it.
Because he was able to handle it.
Light was too bright.
Rabbi, what was the last question?
Too much watts in the light bulb.
Huh?
Your light bulb.
Something's popped out in the body. The